This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We are efforting to get former Ravens kicker Matt Stover on the program. Matt Stover is a Ring of Honor member of the Baltimore Ravens. Former All-Pro in 2000.
A lot of fans wore his jersey.
Second team All-Pro in 2006. Yes, another. Ravens have an interesting history with kickers. Is that like both Super Bowl teams, the kicker was a vital part of their scoring.
I mean, look, we talked about backup quarterbacks a lot on this show, and you don't care until you need them. And it's kind of similar with your specialists, your kicker and punters. And look, how much have we talked about return guys around here lately since that area of play has slipped? And those are the kind of guys who can be the difference. And I mean, how many times does a return in a postseason game really shift momentum? Hey, we saw one in a Super Bowl with Jermaine Lewis. I mean, right when it looks like the Giants might have a pulse, forget about it.
Jacoby Jones
in the other Super Bowl,
So, it all matters. And, I mean, the Tucker situation, look, different people will remember him in different ways. I know we've got a pull-up bone, and last time we gave those numbers, it was over 1,000 respondents, and most people, 56, 57%, were kind of like good riddance Tucker. Others think maybe he'll have an opportunity over time to get in the Ring of Honor. We don't know what else is going to come from this story or the NFL's investigation into it. But I think we do know at this point, it will probably be quite some time before Justin Tucker's seen around here doing anything Ravens related.
To your point, over 1,300 votes, 57.8% no chance, 42.2% maybe one day. So it's going to take time. It was interesting, though, talking to the people today, Viv, Jeff, they feel like it's we'll get back to that in a minute, because joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation fan guest hotline, Ring of Honor member, former Ravens kicker, Super Bowl champion, Matt Stover joins us now. And Matt, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So you have an interesting perspective. You kicked for this team. Just your reaction to everything kicker related with the Ravens, the announcement yesterday, they're releasing Justin Tucker.
Well, you know, as a kicker, you know, we're specialists, and I've seen everything under the sun from Bernie Kosar getting cut in the middle of the year, right? So I was around a long time. A lot of crazy things happens in the NFL, and I will say that Justin's a great talent. He's done such a great job for the Baltimore Ravens, and, you know, as a rookie, he even took him to the Super Bowl. So I will say that the Ravens have a fantastic support staff there with Randy Brown. You've got Chris, and you've got, John Harbaugh, who was a special teams coach. A great snapper, a great holder, and those two guys. And so I really think that, Luke will be able to get in there and perform well. And from my thinking, what probably happened, what brought it to a head, is that he got there during this rookie mini camp and showed that he could actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells me that the Ravens had made their decision. They were just securing the position with this young guy, and he proved himself over the last week.
Matt, and now spinning it forward with Loop, just how difficult of a spot is it going to be for him to follow up the most accurate kicker in NFL history?
Well, I mean, the way you have to look at that is that there's always going to be a history, right? I replaced Matt Barr in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about a legend there, you know, I had to go in there and what you do is you just give the guy kudos. You know, he did a great job for the organization, but you know, every organization has to move on at some point. The NFL is going to go on without you, right? It some guys don't think it will, but it will. And you hope best for the organization, right? You really do. And for, you know, when Hauschka took over for me and they let him go, and Cundiff comes in and he's a Pro Bowler. And then of course, Justin took that job. I mean, they've had a great run with kickers at the Ravens, and so it was going to happen eventually, and whoever's going to step in was going to have to follow somebody of greatness, and something tells me he's probably got a chip on his shoulder. I haven't met the kid, but sure, he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he'll go in there and perform well.
Matt, how tricky would it have been to try to have a kicker competition between these two if you've got, you know, the greatest kicker in NFL history, but one who's, you know, potentially still waiting to hear about his status from the league office for this season, kind of trying to fight to stay in the league with a kid who's got to replace him at some point if he's suspended, and he's just trying to figure out the league and figure out his new coaches and figure out his snapper and his holder, and these guys already have relationships with Tucker. How tricky could that have been?
It's very tricky when you go in there as a young guy. You got to keep your mouth shut and you got to let your performance do the talking. That's what you do. You just don't say anything and you just hope that you give the opportunity to be able to prove yourself. I did that and at the New York Giants my rookie season. Raul Alegre is the incumbent.
Yeah. Baltimore cold kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had to be very, very careful with what I said. In fact, Parcells told me to shut up before I kick a ball in a game, you know, so you know, it's just what you do, and I've been there, and really the performance is what does the talk, and that's what he's got to do. He just needs to be humble. He needs to come in and know that Justin was a great kicker, and that, you know, I came out of there pretty much pretty good too, right? And so,
yeah,
I'm trying to say that with humility.
That's true. Facts are facts.
Yep.
And, you know, I just know that the organization set it up to where if he could prove himself right from the get-go, which he did already, they were going to make that decision anyways. It would have been really difficult, though, you know, in the media, in the team, you know, how to balance that. If they were together, that's exactly what he would have had to do. He had to go in there and just shut up. Let your performance do the talking.
Talking with Matt Stover, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. I think the last time we had you on, we talked about athletic mortality, and you kicked for one more year with Indianapolis, and just deciding when it was time to that it was over. But obviously, Justin's got other things going on here. But with that, do you think he kicks again?
I do, because his talent is still excellent. You know, he had a little off year last year. Not sure exactly why. We can all assume, right? But yeah. I haven't talked to him. So, you know, the thing about that is that there's going to be a team, as long as there's not going to be any issues where he couldn't play for the team, right, from suspension or whatnot. But something tells me he's going to get an opportunity, whether it's in our division or not. I'm not sure, but I do know that he's got some, you know, a lot of gas left in his tank, and I think he has a desire. And now he's actually probably got a chip on his shoulder that he wants to come back and, you know, show everybody that he can still do.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do this.
Matt, what has it been like over these years just to see the kicker position just improve exponentially? Where Justin Tucker, he was one of the worst kickers percentage-wise last year at 73.3%. But you go back to when you were kicking, when your career first started, that was probably pretty good at that point. And Tyler Loop coming in, having made a 62-yarder last year. He was 6 of 9 on field goals from 50-plus yards. Just what has it been like seeing this kicker position just improved so much over the years?
Well, I will toot my horn a little bit. During the 2000s, I was the leading scorer, and I was 92% myself.
Damn so, right you were.
Yeah, I mean, and I would attribute that to a few things. One, the position got to be more knowledgeable. Back in the 80s, there was no coaching. In the 90s, there became more coaching, and in the 2000s, the position became a lot more skilled and a lot more coachable. I would say that the field conditions got better in the 2000s. Field turf came out, and that created a much better field surface so you could attack the ball, and you wouldn't be slipping and sliding like I was in Cleveland during those 72, 73% years. And the municipal stadium authority, they were the ones who were taking care of the field, not the teams. Now it's mandated by the teams that they have to have a certain quality of a field conditions or they get fined up to $250,000 a game. Then you have the expansion of the deep snapper. Back in 1999 was the first time that I had a true deep snapper, not wasn't just a position player. And then the standard just got better because the better the snapper, the better the holder, and the better the holder, the better the ball gets down on the ground more consistently. You're not even thinking about it as a kicker because there were many a times back in the 90s that I was thinking about the holder and the snap, and you're just a mental midget out there trying to hang on. So it's something that's really became more proficient, and all those things equate to what you see today.
As much as things have advanced, I did a piece at the Washington Post and did a study last year, and I was shocked how few teams employ former kickers or punters as part of their special teams coaching staff, and how few teams have more than one person handling special teams, while there's some teams that have three linebackers coaches, and I'm like, it kind of struck me. But how big of an advantage do you think it will be for Loop, the fact that he's got, you know, Sam Cook here, he's got a special teams coach, he's got Randy Brown, a kicking specialist whose kid is now the kicking specialist for the Eagles, so like he's kind of at the forefront of that, and you've got Harbaugh, who was a former successful special teams coach. Like, how much can that infrastructure help his development?
Well, I say that from the very beginning. It's huge. Look what Justin did his first year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and then you look at his next 10. So I would say that without question that there's no standard better than the Baltimore Ravens for those positions. The snapper, the punter, the holder, the kicker, there's none better. And Randy Brown knows what he's doing. You remember, I worked 1 year with Randy. Mm-hmm. When he had Hauschka, was his project, and you know, Hauschka's up, what, kicking 12 years in the NFL?
Yeah.
All right, so, I mean, the guys know what they're doing, and you're right. Why would other teams not spend some money towards that type of, that whole position, that process of making that proficient? If you watch this next year, the proficiency of the snap and a hold for that guy. It is far beyond what any other team does in the NFL. It's over the spot. The laces are in front. He sits it down, right? And it's incredible how long of a look that the kicker gets on that ball when he's ready to kick it. It's way above whatever the rest of the league has.
Matt Stover, this has been incredible. Incredible insights on the position.
Thank you.
We appreciate your perspective and your time.
Yeah, you bet. And I just wish the best for Justin. I really do. I'm sorry that all this is going on, and I, I really hope that his marriage and everything is going to be kept together. And it's just tough for any person. But, you know, God bless him. And I know that the Ravens will be in good hands with what they've decided to do.
Matt Stover, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Hey, Amy Trask, former Raider exec, is going to join us at 5:30. But coming up next, get some Orioles and the lineups out. And also, has Jackson Holliday figured something out? We're going to tell you next year on The Fan.